Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says,
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. It is expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Charges against the Minneapolis police officer seen in a video putting his knee on the neck of George Floyd for almost 9 minutes, leading to the death of George Floyd, has now seen his charges raised from third-degree murder and manslaughter to second-degree murder, and the other three former Minneapolis police officers who were on the scene at the time are also now facing charges. State Attorney General Keith Ellison.
To the Floyd family, to our beloved community, and to everyone that is watching, I say, George Floyd mattered. He was loved. His family was important. His life had value.
Walmart is now pulling firearms from the sales floors of some of its stores as protests over George Floyd's death continue, leading to looting in some places, including some Walmart locations. The company is saying late yesterday that firearms will still be sold in those stores, but they're being kept in secure rooms until further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The World Health Organization says there is no evidence the coronavirus is mutating in ways that would make it more deadly or more easily spread, as some have claimed. Yesterday, WHO emergency program leader Dr. Mike Ryan said researchers haven't seen any particular signal that leads them to believe that the virus has changed in its nature. And forecasters are predicting that tropical storm Cristobal could turn north and start heading for Louisiana as early as tomorrow. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is now over Mexico and will weaken into a tropical depression again, but will then regain strength over the central Gulf to become a tropical storm again by the weekend. A flood watch has been issued through next Tuesday, with heavy downpours expected as the storm is expected to stay up the central Louisiana coast through Sunday morning. Meghan Markle is voicing her support for Black Lives Matter. The Duchess of Sussex delivering a virtual address to the graduating class of her alma mater, Immaculate Heart High School in Los Angeles, speaking out against the death of George Floyd and other African Americans who have been killed by police in the United States. She also said she was nervous about how she could express her support for Black Lives Matter, realizing that, quote, the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, gee, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, we have a war in our streets, ladies and gentlemen, and we've been warning you. Look, at the enemy is amongst us. It is clear that the likes of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, their mission is to subvert and destroy everything that has to do with the American way of life. This is why so many, now you have to be able to discern what is going on here and who's wearing the white hats, who's wearing the black hats or no hats at all, masks or no masks, but certainly you have to decide and be critical in your understanding of who the enemy is right now, because in some cases the lines are being blurred, in other cases it is so obvious, but yet we have journalists, we have leaders in our country who ignore that, that somehow think that it is their rite of passage to destroy property, to steal from others, to do the kind of damage that is being perpetrated on America today. Look, at we have got to get a handle on this, ladies and gentlemen, and what it's going to require is we the people, those who still hold on to the founding principles of this country. There are more of us than them, and what we know is that if they, you know, if we can, you know, communicate and bring that bridge together, they have a clear option. They can either be for the American dream and support it or against it. And if they're going to be against it, then the full force of a remedy of a reasonable people should be exercised upon them. With us right now is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, this is my quick summary of what is going on here, is that we have to separate, you know, the illusion and delusion that is being thrust upon the people by these rather prejudicial journalists that, you know, I don't know if they're useful dupes or if they are just all into the antics and the anarchy of Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Well, thank you for putting Black Lives Matter into that group, because I'm quite tired of looking at suburban spoiled white kids across the country, as well as suburban housewives, all of a sudden adopt a slogan and not really understanding the background of that slogan. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter is a great slogan, right? You know, everybody that probably, if you asked anybody, do Black Lives Matter, the resounding response would be yes. Do Asians' lives matter? Yes. Do Hispanic lives matter? Yes.
Yeah, but they don't want that. They don't want that homogenization. They only want Black Lives Matter. Anything that takes away from that, which of course adds to the division, is what they're protecting and yelling about. Because when everybody says, "Well, all lives matter," no, no, they shout them down and cancel them. You know.
Right, but as soon as you say, "Do you know white lives matter?" All of a sudden, you're a racist. Mm-hmm. And it is all lives matter, and of course you're absolutely right. If you do say that, you're shouted down and called somehow a racist. But Black Lives Matter, the organization in and of itself, because it is a well-funded organization, as a matter of fact, the founders of the organization visited at the Obama White House probably more than Al Sharpton, and what they were doing was trying to influence policing as far as, you know, rules and regulations for policing across the United States. But they were founded by revolutionary Marxists who idolized Assata Shakur, who is a cop killer, who is living in exile in Cuba right now.
Exactly.
And so their mission, if you go to the Black Lives Matter website, is to abolish the police. Oh, okay. So they want to abolish the police, and how best to abolish the police and basically neuter the police and make them absolutely ineffective. I was watching the journalist report that Donald Trump and his administration tear gassed the protesters on Lafayette Square so he could walk across on his photo op with the Bible and stand in front of St. John's Church. That was an absolute lie. If Donald Trump's administration or the White House police had tear gassed the protesters, Donald Trump and his crew would not have been able to go
exactly
because tear gas lasts hours in the air. It doesn't just last minutes. As soon as a protester, quote unquote protester, throws a rock or throws a bottle, whether it is at a building or a police officer, it is then turned into a riot. And it should be treated as such. Mm-hmm. As soon as one projectile is thrown. Now, the real story was that the White House police were being inundated, that's the true story, by projectiles. Mm-hmm. People were throwing bottles at them. People were throwing a variety of objects at them. And they had every right, after three warnings, to disperse that mob in order to clear the area and protect the perimeter of the White House as well as their own mob. And there were many black lives who were cops. But those black lives don't seem to matter to Black Lives Matter. We've got hundreds of cops that have been injured or killed across this country in the last 10 days, many of them black, specifically one in St. Louis by the last name of Dorn, Officer Dorn.
The 77-year-old.
He was shot not by Antifa. Yes. He wasn't shot by, radical left-wing terrorists. He was shot by thugs in St. Louis, and I haven't heard a damn word
about
Mr. Dorn.
Mm-hmm.
And he's black.
Right.
But I thought Black Lives mattered.
No, it's clear that it doesn't. And then when you look at all, the pillaging that's taken place, what is the ratio of blacks to white that you see coming out of these buildings that they have destroyed and that are looting these businesses, that have been trying to get on the other side of this pandemic in hopes that maybe they might be able to survive, and you have this group that has come in and destroyed their dreams.
Well, yeah, and this group, I mean, I don't know what group, but we have pictures and video evidence and plenty of it of black men and women of Antifa, of radical left-wing terrorists destroying black-owned businesses. But I thought black lives matter. Do black businesses matter?
No. Black lives matter.
Black lives matter. Well, why are you burning down the very community in which black lives live?
And killing the very black people.
Black lives all...
Right.
Pardon?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're exactly right. You know, because it's all a ruse, because it's not. It's all just a bumper sticker with no depth. That's not really what it's all about. They're not doing something constructive. It's all about destruction. And they want, along with Antifa, to destroy the very foundations of our democracy, Megan. That's what's at risk here. And the people need to see this. I mean, are there things that we need to address and hear, from people that have they have a perception that, prejudice and, these things are systemic. Well, I'm starting to understand more and more that, from their perception of what they see as systemic. But the majority of Americans don't see it. We don't understand why they have, you know, this certain perception, especially even when you hear from blacks themselves, whether it's President Obama or, you know, Tim Scott or others, you know, and black leaders that we have grown to respect. You know, there is seemingly a disconnect in certain cases, and I can begin to understand why they might look at it being systemic, but by the same token, I look at where we are and how we've come such a long way. We voted in a black president twice. You have mixed race marriages at a larger number than ever before. There's a lot of positive things that are being done here. And but I think the reaction, because we don't understand the reaction because of some of our perceived...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever. So call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875. with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save. This is your-
Yeah, the operative word is we, ladies and gentlemen, we the people, if we're going to save this country. It's kind of like, you know, when the lady asked Benjamin Franklin, you know, well, what kind of government you got? He goes, well, you know, you'll have a republic if you can keep it. And this is where we are right now, Megan Barth. I mean, you know, we are really battling for the control of this American dream established by our founding fathers that has been passed on from generation to generation. That even Ronald Reagan says that it doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It is as a baton being passed on to the next generation. So it really behooves the current generation that knows better. And we should know better. And we're shocked that our kids are coming back from universities that we have paid a lot of money for their education. And our kids come back for Thanksgiving dinner or for Christmas, and we realize that they're being indoctrinated and they're becoming, you know, future socialists. And meanwhile, you know, parents across the country keep paying the money, you know, to these institutions that are indoctrinating our kids away from our democratic principles. And then we wonder why we're seeing our kids out in the street participating with elements that you go, wait a minute, you know, shouldn't our kids know better and to be able to realize that, you know, what Antifa is all about, what Black Lives Matter is all about, or is it just, you know, like we used to say in Southern California, surfs up, right?
Right, and all this virtue signaling going on, I can guarantee you that they have absolutely no idea of the history of Black Lives Matter, which I pointed out in the last segment. They have no idea, really, that they are aligning themselves with people who idolize cop killers, who want to abolish the police. They have no idea that Antifa is not anti-fascist. I don't care what you call yourselves. You watch what they do. Antifa is an anarcho-communist group, which basically wants to overthrow the government of the United States. And they do so by a series of crises, a series of violent acts, as we've been witnessing, burning down cities, burning down monuments, burning down black neighborhoods. And again, if Black Lives Matter, why are black neighborhoods being burnt down, whether it's by Antifa or other blacks?
Yes.
I would give the Black Lives Matter virtue signalers a little bit more credit, or maybe even an ounce of credibility, if they marched their butts right into Chicago this next weekend, because we assume that there's going to be 60 shootings at least there this weekend, like there was a couple weekends ago. If Black Lives really mattered, you know, Democrats would not be managing abject poverty. They'd actually be creating opportunity zones like the president did alongside with Ben Carson.
Exactly.
Now what we see are opportunity zones in ashes. Mm-hmm. That's what the Democrats think about opportunity.
Right.
When you look at these cities, the major cities, whether it's St. Louis, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Los Angeles, Birmingham, you name it, you know, New York City, they have been run by Democrat politicians for 70 to 90 years. So I'm sorry, but the rhetoric does not match the reality. Maybe when black Americans who have been living under Democrat control and voting for Democrats for the last 30, 40 years will realize that they have been sold just basically a bad bag of goods.
Mm-hmm.
If they really want change, change is not going to come through burning down your city. It is not going to come from shooting cops. It is not going to come from shooting other black men. More black men in this country die at the hands of black men than they do cops. That's the reality, and the Democrats mm-hmm. don't want to look at that reality. They want to demonize the police. You know, we have Democrats that are just letting criminals, whether they're black, white, Asian, Mexican, back on the streets without fail, in the hundreds, if not thousands.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's ludicrous, Megan, like what you're saying. I mean, you know, I know you wanted to talk about LA, but quickly in New York, I mean, here they arrest all these anarchists, they put them in jail, and they let them out hours later because of this new bail bonds law, right?
Correct. And that new bail bonds law is basically the model that Democrats want to bring, whether it's AOC or whether it's Democrats like the DA in San Francisco, whose parents were actually terrorists and shot up cops. Want to eliminate bond and bail in order to create what? More anarchy in the streets.
Exactly.
This is this is chaos. The Democrat network of chaos, the DNC, the Democrat network of criminals, the DNC. They support criminals more so than they do law-abiding citizens because they are calling these protests protests. Now, some are protests, but like I said, as soon as a projectile is thrown or a window is broken, it becomes a riot,
right,
and a show of force is needed. You know, there's that broken window theory that basically says if there's one broken window and it doesn't get fixed, then all of a sudden you'll have more broken windows. It spreads like a metastatic cancer. We have people yelling at people that are, you know, cleaning up graffiti because supposedly the white people or whoever is cleaning up graffiti has some sort of privilege and the greed of graffiti should stay up there. It's ludicrous.
Right.
But this is what we find in Democrat-controlled cities. We find broken windows. We find graffiti. We find homelessness. We find human feces on the streets. We find rats. So if you want to change your own backyard, start cleaning up your own backyard and start with City Hall. And maybe stop electing Democrats who allow criminals to run the streets instead of law-abiding citizens.
Exactly. Well, and it's that clear. I mean, this is what's happening, and this is why Donald Trump could go into these communities and say, what have you got to lose? I mean, you just had a black president for two cycles. How well did that work for you? Unemployment was through the roof. We had more people on food stamps and welfare. And Donald Trump gets elected, turns things around, lowest unemployment, an economy that's buzzing along until we get hit with basically what has turned out to be two pandemics, I say. The pandemic of coronavirus, thank you very much, the CCP. And now what's happening here with all the riots going in the street, because now this has expanded into Europe as well, this unrest. So Antifa is alive and well, and they're utilizing, whether it's Black Lives Matter or any other antithetical group, that they can utilize as useful idiots to their end, and that is the destruction of the status quo, because that's what Antifa is all about. You know, what do you make of that photo? You talk about photo ops, but what do you make of that photo of Keith Ellison, the Attorney General of Minnesota, holding an Antifa guidebook?
Yeah, that's who the Democrats are. Again, the Democrats told us that either Antifa didn't exist or they existed, and it was just a right-wing conspiracy theory that they were violent. Chris Cuomo of CNN compared Antifa to the boys that stormed Normandy because, you know, our boys that stormed Normandy were anti-fascist. And as long as Antifa calls themselves anti-fascist, well, then they're anti-fascist, right?
Well, it's all in the wording, just like we have the way the whole abortion narrative has been rewritten and then how they've staged that. You know, they're not pro-abortion as much as pro-choice, right? So language matters, and it's all to hide the true identification of who they are.
Well, exactly. It's all to mask who they are, no pun intended. What I find very interesting is that you were talking about the coronavirus lockdown where no one could go outside. If they did, they had to be masked. No one could go to church. No one could go to restaurants. But if you go outside to riot, the coronavirus
is... It's okay.
So I guess
exactly.
Right. Yeah, that's the vaccine everyone's been waiting for the coronavirus. If you want to go to church, you have to loot it and then burn it down, and then you can go to church. This is the life that we're living right now because of what? Democrat policies. For them, not calling a spade a spade. For them, actually, like you said, romanticizing language to hide the violence. And so that is a very good trick of propagandists and socialists on the left.
Because the bottom line of all this, Megan, the bottom line is, Lindsey Graham said, power and control. This is what they want. And he said, I hope to God you don't get it.
That's right. And so changes are going to have to be made at the local level. That's why city elections are so important. And if you're living in a ghetto, or if you think that you're oppressed, then change your leadership. And 9 times out of 10, if not 10 out of 10, that leadership will have been Democrats for the last 70, 80, 90 years.
Well, you'll know them by their fruit, and I think we've seen enough fruit on the trees over the decades, and again, it's up, as you say. This is what it comes down to, is self-responsibility. We, the people, at every level and every stage of life. Megan Barth, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you, Megan.
You hear the headlines. Thank you. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The federal government just releasing its latest report on first-time unemployment claims. It shows last week another 1.87 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits. Economist Joel Naroff says
the total number of workers on the unemployment rolls jumped. And it's expected that with the reopening of the economy, more people would be coming off unemployment than going onto it. But that wasn't the case last week.
Last week's is the lowest total of first-time claims in more than 2 months since the pandemic began. Another four-star general is criticizing President Trump for his handling of a Washington, D.C. protest this week, as on Monday, protesters were cleared from a park across the street from the White House with rubber bullets and pepper spray. Retired Marine General John Allen saying Trump's actions may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Jeff Kemp is with us, who played 11 years in the NFL. He speaks on teamwork, manhood, and his book, Facing the Blitz, and serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation Board as well. You're still involved with the FatherhoodCommission.org as well, right?
I am. FatherhoodCommission.org. I'm an ambassador for fathering for a group of groups that are strengthening fatherhood, because we really feel like that is at the center of so many social problems. When men don't have jobs, men aren't connected in marriage, and men are distanced from their kids, we're reaping the negative consequences of that in many parts of our nation today, after COVID and racial unrest at the root of many things.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Jeff, in Facing the Blitz, your book, which you have continued to send out, you know, monthly reminders, I mean, this is a double blitz. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know, it's tough enough when you get one blitz like the COVID-19 and the way it's, you know, devastated yeah. our economy and families and that. And now we have this social unrest as if we're not dealing with enough, and forget about social distancing and all the precautions we've been taking to get on the other side of this this pandemic, and now that's being thrown to the wind. And boy, this could put us into additional jeopardy. These even peaceful, you know, protests, as you may want to call them, but certainly the riots. I mean, social distancing is out the door.
Well, you know, it's a very sensitive time, and you said, what do you do? I would urge any person who has an inkling of belief that there is a good, perfect God who created us, to talk to God, not just to their Twitter feed, not just to listen to their news station, not just to express their frustration or their opinion, but talk to God and ask God to guide us. And I want to begin this interview with you by praying and just saying, you know, Lord, I don't want to say anything that isn't true. I don't want to say anything that isn't in agreement with your scripture. I don't want to say anything that doesn't point to Jesus as the only and the true answer. I don't want my pride to be in the way. I don't want to prejudge people because of their background or their skin color or their party or their political views. I don't want race to be anything other than the human race. We have different ethnicities and different backgrounds, and we need to understand and honor diversity, but we need unity. And so I'm talking to you, God, asking for help.
Yes.
Think about things rightly, talk about things rightly, act in a way that works towards justice. So with that spirit, Lord, help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So my thoughts are this. Number one, relative to COVID. COVID is a very unforeseen blitz. Some states and cities were more wise and prepared than others. And the sad thing is that the least prepared ones that kind of took a government-only solution, New York State and New York City, for example, have had a lot of loss of life. They have not allowed the economy to open back up. And people are staying frustrated, and they're looking for the government to bail them out of everything. And yet we have so many people out of jobs who are really hurting. Other places are realizing that we need to protect the elderly, protect those that are infirm, but we also can be responsible and get the economy going again. And people are worn out somewhat from COVID. But it is an opportunity in the sense that we've stopped thinking that we're in control and realize that God is in control, and this is an imperfect world that we humans have messed up, and we can't just presume that, you know, money and everything will flow like it has. So there's some humility, I think some humanity, some compassion that COVID has created, concern for one another. But on top of that, black Americans who were brought here under slavery and had to endure slavery, and then under Reconstruction and Jim Crow, and then welfare laws that decimated the family, and education that's weak in the inner cities, and a lack of opportunity, and continued attitudes that look sometimes at people through the prism of race. And police, we have not completely rooted out of our police departments people who have prejudiced or racial attitudes or bad track records. And we should root those people out by looking at their records, doing interviews, declaring it's a problem. And I think that this is a moment where race, to admit that there's some racism and too much prejudice, it isn't a weakness. It's a strength. Admission of fault is always a strength.
Right.
You know, God said when we're weak, we are strong.
Exactly.
The best marriages are the ones that apologize and forgive. So our country needs to do some of that. I'm thankful for the police chiefs who have taken a knee, taken off their helmet, spoken to protesters. But then again, that's in the daytime. At night, there are agitators that are paid and supported. And I saw bricks loaded into one of the inner cities, merchant or innocent, so people could throw bricks.
Exactly.
Someone just planted those. That was not
spontaneous. Protester. Right, exactly.
And I wish that many leaders would speak up against that, and I think President Trump is, but I wish President Trump would also speak consistently about the heartache and injustice done to too many blacks that have not had their rights, not had equal treatment, and certainly had these deaths at the hands of police. So it's a tough time, but we need to humble ourselves, not be afraid to admit fault. That'll only open up more hearts if we admit fault.
Well, and both sides, if we can say this, both sides need to listen. I'm setting aside the Antifas, the Black Lives Matters, the troublemakers that are only bent on destroying America and are just willing to, blow up American values and the values that you had referred to and what we ask God to open our eyes to and embrace those values that come from Him. They're not enfranchised with those. In fact, they want only the destruction of America. But the true reasonable American citizens, black, white, pink, regardless of race, that have skin in the game, we need to listen and we need to understand, their pain. And also we need to reason together. That's the other thing that the Bible talks about, Jeff, is that there needs to be room for reason so that we can understand, really what's going on outside of the emotion, traditional urban lies that have been thrust out there, because it really stops the conversation when the lies start and deception starts flying around.
I do. I have exposure and friendship with many African Americans due to my football career and my dad's political career, people that I've worked with in the fatherhood and marriage and family strengthening movement. Being involved in some inner city Seattle activities. And there are wonderful, solid black families who are hurting incredibly much because they have to coach their kids to be super careful at a traffic stop,
right.
To not do anything that is out of the norm, lest a policeman be overly aggressive and their life be at risk. I've never had to coach my sons to do that. And I've listened to many black pastors, black business persons, black leaders say, that's just par for the course.
Right.
Worked with a young lady whose brother died in police custody, and she's working for peace right now. She wrote an article on how do we talk to our kids about this, and she's praying. She's wanting the peace of Jesus. She wants conversations. I think you're right. We need to have dinner conversations, meal conversations, ask questions of people of different backgrounds. The heartache and hurt of many minorities and blacks is very, very, very true and legitimate. And it's not a weakness for us to admit that. And I have prejudice in me. I prejudge things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have racism in me, but I prejudge based on race sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be enlightened by conversations. And
invite
another family to your dinner table.
Jeff, how can people be in touch with you directly?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at the jeffkempteam.com. Jeffkempteam.com is one of my websites.
Well, Jeff Kemp, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I'll tell you, all things have turned virtual. Remember those days, huh, when we used to go to the lobby and the smell of popcorn and all that? Hey, imagine it right now, because we got Steve Evans coming up next.
Bill Martinez live.
Yes, he is the movie guy live from Hollywood, California, still the movie capital of the world. The one and only Steve Evans joins us now. Steve-O, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. We have a lot of great things happening this weekend on your widescreen there in the comfort and convenience.
Well, we need some amusement and distraction from all this wackiness that's going on here, huh? Maybe we can have some kind of socially distanced movie love fest to bring all the parts together. What do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what. We have some new movies. We have some great older movies that'll really, I think, bode well during these tumultuous times. We'll talk about them all. Let's start with Lady Bird. Now, this is a movie which came out in 2018. Just blew me away. It's directed by Greta Gerwig. It's out this week on Netflix and Amazon. 99% are recommending. The main character is Christine Lady Bird McPherson, played by Saoirse Ronan. She fights against but is exactly like her wildly loving, deeply opinionated, and strong-willed mom, played by Laurie Metcalf, a nurse working tirelessly to keep her family afloat after Lady Bird's father loses his job. This is all set in Sacramento, California, and it's so well done. I mean, it's just the trials and tribulations of this girl trying to make it through high school and her relationship with her mom, which, you know, if you've had daughters, well, you know, you know that can be a tricky situation at times.
Oh, yes.
Anyway,
well, that's why God created therapists.
I'm sure that's why they're still in existence and doing quite well.
Without a doubt. It's kind of amazing, though, Steve, if I can interrupt you just a second,
sure.
Sorry, is that, when you hear the word ladybird, what do you think of? I mean, the iconic political figure, the wife of the former president, but boy, your mind goes exactly to that, but no, this isn't one of those political movies.
Nope, it's a brand new take on the name Lady Bird, and
yes.
Like I say, it all takes place in Sacramento, and it's just such, in 2002, and it really takes you back to that time, and this, of course, is set against the rapidly shifting American economic landscape. Lady Bird is an affecting look at the relationships that shape us, that the beliefs that define us, and the unmatched beauty of a place called home. Highly recommend. It's called Lady Bird, out this weekend on Netflix and Amazon, and another movie out, which came out in 2019, a movie that I didn't think I would like, but I absolutely fell in love with when I finally made it to the theater to see A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Rogers, Mr. Rogers is a beautiful character, great guy, but I just thought, I want to spend 2 hours with this guy. But the way they approach the story, and you were able to see it, right?
Oh, yeah, I did, and interviewed the director and everything. I mean, this is just a terrific movie. I mean, and especially for a time like this when we need more empathy and more kindness, I think Mr. Rogers definitely exemplified that.
Yes, the way they approach the story, and Tom Hanks, there are very few actors that can take a role like this and play it with such believability, and he is one. He can take a role like Mr. Rogers or Forrest Gump or whatever, sometimes these slightly offbeat characters, and really make them real, and that's what happens in this movie.
What a gift to movie watchers, Tom Hanks. As you've heard me say, this guy could play the role of an eraser and make it exciting and win an Oscar for it. I mean, he's just amazing. He's so gifted.
He is a gifted man. He portrays Mr. Rogers in this movie, a timely story of kindness triumphing over cynicism based on the true story of a real-life friendship between Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, and journalist Tom Jernod. Now, after a jaded magazine writer, played in the movie by Matthew Rhys, is assigned to profile Mr. Rogers, he overcomes his skepticism, learning about empathy, kindness, and decency from America's most beloved neighbor. 96% recommending, and it's one to see this weekend. You can check it out on Hulu. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
You know, I said I interviewed the director. It was actually Tom himself is who I interviewed, Tom Jernod.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which was really special, because I told him, I said, did that scene really happen about your wife telling you, do not screw up her childhood? When she found out that he was going to write about, about Mr. Rogers. So he goes, yeah, that's pretty much what she said.
that is funny. Yeah, I mean, it's a great film. We have another movie out, which was big at Sundance this year, which is coming directly to the internet. It's called Shirley. It was the winner of the Special Journey Drama Award at Sundance this year. This is about the renowned horror writer Shirley Jackson, a true and living individual. She is on the precipice of writing her masterpiece when the arrival of newlyweds upends her meticulous routine and heightens tensions in her already tempestuous relationship with her philandering husband.
Oui.
Middle-aged couple, prone to ruthless barbs and copious afternoon cocktails, begins to toy mercilessly with the naive young couple at their door. Shades of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Exactly.
So, it's called Shirley, out on Hulu. 92% are recommending. And this stars Elizabeth Moss in the title role, and she is terrific. And she is an amazing talent. And the more she is in, the more things that come out starring Elizabeth Moss, the more we realize the tremendous range she has. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, this poor young couple, they're probably shaking their heads and go, can we talk annulment?
But do you remember the original Virginia Woolf?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sure.
With Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. My gosh, that was a ride.
Who is afraid? Who shouldn't be afraid?
Yeah. I know. We have a movie here called 2040. Now, like as we were talking about, these are tumultuous times. This is an optimistic look at the future. Here's the idea. Award-winning director Damon Gameau embarks on a journey to explore what the future would look like by the year 2040 if we simply embrace the best solutions already available to us to improve our planet and shifted them into the mainstream. This is structured as a visual letter to his four-year-old daughter. Damon blends the traditional documentary footage with dramatized sequences and high-end visual effects to create a vision board for his daughter and the planet. So if you need an optimistic look at the future, check out this documentary called 2040. 100% are recommending that one this weekend. It's an interesting thought, too, because we hear so much doom and gloom. It's interesting to think, well, you know, maybe things will work out.
Exactly. Well, they've worked out so far. I mean, Al Gore told us, you know, half the world was going to be underwater by now and half the population gone. So,
well, thank goodness he was wrong, at least on that timetable. But I think we are headed to some, you know, some troubling times unless we get things under control.
Like as if we're not in the middle of it right now, huh?
That's true. It's all a matter of degree.
Exactly.
All right, here we go. This is another documentary, which we've had a lot of documentaries about spelling bees over the years, but this is kind of an interesting take. This is following four hopeful competitors' journeys in a spelling bee, and the documentary explores the trend of Indian Americans ruling the Scripps National Spelling Bee since about 1999. Mm-hmm. It takes a look at the Indian American culture and how this is a big deal to a lot of these kids. And it stars Sanjay Gupta and Fareed Zakaria. And it gives you a look into how hard these kids work and how difficult it is to win the National Spelling Bee. It's called Spelling the Dream. And
wow.
I thought on Netflix, 83%.
So they figure they couldn't run, so let the Kenyans continue to win the marathons, and they go after the spelling bee, right?
Whatever works, yeah.
I guess, yeah, right, exactly.
Whoever wants to put in the work. Okay, now speaking of nostalgia, let's go back to the year 1987, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Dirty Dancing came out, and it set the world on fire. I mean, it did about 32 million worldwide. And it sold 32 million albums worldwide. The soundtrack was, as we'll talk about in a moment, really one of the big stars of the movie. But this, of course, is about a teenage girl learning about love and adult responsibility and how to do the dirty boogie in a romantic drama. It's 1963. You got Baby Houseman played by Jennifer Grey.
The original Jennifer Grey.
Yes.
The
unaltered version. She plays a 17-year-old spending the summer with her family at a resort hotel in the Catskills. She plans on being in the Peace Corps the next summer, so this is expected to be her last summer as a carefree adolescent. Well, one night, Baby hears the sounds of a party going on in the employee's dormitory. She pokes her head in to discover that most of the hotel staff are enjoying the sort of close dancing that would get you kicked out of the senior prom in no time. And, of course, she is particularly struck by handsome Johnny Castle, played by Patrick Swayze, a dancer in the resort's floor show. One thing leads to another. Mayhem ensues. It's a great romantic movie, Dirty Dancing. And as I said, remember the soundtrack.
Yes.
The soundtrack did sell 32 million worldwide, 18 weeks at number one. I've Had the Time of My Life by Bill Medley, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like The Wind, Patrick Swayze, Hungry Eyes by Eric Carmen. It was one hit after the next, one of the best-selling albums of all time. And you can check out all the music and the film this week on weekend on Hulu and Amazon, 69% recommending that.
And, of course, the people looking at it today will go, it's not so Dirty Dancing. I mean, the only thing they're violating is social distancing, so other than that, we're okay, right?
It was a sweeter, innocent time.
Yes, exactly.
And speaking of our walk down memory lane, what about 1982 when E.T., the extraterrestrial, came out? It's coming out this weekend on Netflix and Amazon. Of course, 98% are recommending. It was one of the highest grossing films of all time. It held that title for 11 years, directed by Steven Spielberg. About Henry Thomas playing Elliot, the young boy living with his single mother, his older brother and younger sister, played by Drew Barrymore. And he discovers this rather strange creature in the backyard. It's a terrific story. It's out for you to watch this weekend on Netflix and Amazon, 98% recommending E.T.
And, of course, it ignited that incredible movement around the world that E.T. Lives Matter.
Well, that's true.
Right.
And he did. And
yeah.
He made it home. Thank goodness.
Exactly. Well, so much to watch now, thank God, for streaming, that not all is lost. And, you know, thank you, Steve-O, for keeping us up to date on all the good choices that are there right there on the tube and nice and convenient with homemade popcorn and all the refreshments, except, you know, the dancing jujube box, unless you want to get your wife to dress up like one. But that's a whole other story. Steve Evans, thank you, Steve-O.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.